This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. The title of this article is The United States of Comfort Food. These are the coziest dishes from coast to coast. Find a new favorite. Recipes from Food Network Kitchen. We'll pick up this article where we left off with the state of Utah. This cheesy casserole is such a surefire crowd pleaser that you could serve it at any gathering, even a funeral, hence the name. While its exact origin is unknown, the dish has strong ties to the Mormon community in Utah. There was even a funeral potatoes souvenir pin at the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics. This recipe is for funeral potatoes. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Cooking spray. 1 stick unsalted butter, 1 onion, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 10.5-ounce can of condensed cream of chicken soup, grated sharp cheddar cheese, grated Monterey Jack cheese, sour cream, 1 28 to 32-ounce bag frozen shredded hash brown potatoes thawed, corn flakes, and chopped fresh chives. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Cooking spray, 1 stick unsalted butter, 1 onion finely diced, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 10.5-ounce can of condensed cream of chicken soup, 1 cup grated sharp cheddar cheese, about 3 ounces, 3/4 cup of grated Monterey Jack cheese, about 2.5 ounces, 2 cups of sour cream, 1 28 to 32-ounce bag of frozen shredded hash brown potatoes thawed, 3 cups of corn flakes finely crushed, and 1 tablespoon chopped fresh chives. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees and coat a 9x13-inch baking dish with cooking spray. Step 2. Melt 4 tablespoons butter in a large pot or Dutch oven over medium heat. Add the onion, season with a large pinch of salt and a few grinds of pepper, and cook, stirring, until the onion is softened but not browned, about 5 minutes. Reduce the heat to medium-low and add the chicken soup and 3/4 cup of water. Stir to combine, then continue cooking until thoroughly heated through, about 2 minutes. Step 3. Add the cheese in 2 batches, stirring to melt after each addition. Stir in the sour cream and cook until heated through 1 to 2 minutes. Season with 1.5 teaspoons of salt and a generous amount of pepper. Add the shredded hash browns and stir to coat. Transfer the potato mixture to the prepared baking dish and spread in an even layer. Cover with foil and bake until hot in the center and bubbling around the edges, about 45 minutes. Step 4. Meanwhile, place the crushed cornflakes in a medium bowl. Melt the remaining 4 tablespoons butter and drizzle over the cornflakes. Toss to coat. Season with salt and pepper. Step 5. Uncover the potatoes and top with the cornflake mixture. Return to the oven and continue baking until the topping is crisp and golden, 10 to 15 more minutes. Let stand 15 minutes before serving. Sprinkle with chives. Vermont. Chicken pot pie doesn't need to have crust. In Vermont, it's typically topped with biscuits. The dish, dubbed Vermont chicken pie, has been a staple at church suppers and community events for generations. Our version is made with cheddar and maple, two other Green Mountain State classics. This recipe is for chicken pot pie with cheddar biscuits. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the filling, you will need one small whole chicken, one large leek, two medium carrots, two medium celery stalks, 1 quart low-sodium chicken broth, 2 cloves of garlic, lemon peel and lemon juice, thyme plus 1 tablespoon of chopped thyme, 1 fresh bay leaf, 4 slices of maple bacon, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, 1 medium russet potato, all-purpose flour, heavy cream, and frozen peas. For the biscuits, you will need all-purpose flour, baking powder, sugar, kosher salt, 1 stick of butter, shredded white cheddar cheese, and cold buttermilk. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the filling, you will need 1 small whole chicken, 3 to 3.5 pounds, cut into 10 pieces, 1 large leek, white and light green parts only, halved lengthwise and sliced, trimmings reserved, 2 medium carrots, diced, trimmings reserved, 2 medium celery stalks, diced, trimmings reserved, 1 quart of low-sodium chicken broth, 2 cloves of garlic crushed, 2 strips of lemon peel plus 2 teaspoons juice, 3 sprigs of thyme plus 1 tablespoon chopped leaves, 1 fresh bay leaf, 4 slices of maple bacon coarsely chopped, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 medium russet potato peeled and diced, 7 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, 1 cup of frozen peas, and for the biscuits you will need 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour plus more for dusting, 2 tablespoons baking powder, 1 tablespoon sugar, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 stick very cold butter cut into small pieces, 1 cup shredded sharp white cheddar cheese, and 1 cup cold buttermilk. Step 1. Make the filling. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees. Put the chicken and vegetable trimmings in a large pot or Dutch oven with the chicken broth, 2 cups of water, the garlic, lemon peel, thyme sprigs, and bay leaf. Bring to a simmer and cook until the chicken is tender, 20 to 25 minutes. Remove the chicken to a plate. Strain the broth into a large liquid measuring cup or bowl. You should have about 5 cups. Discard the skin and bones from the chicken and chop the meat into small pieces. You should have about 3 cups. Step 2. Cook the bacon in a 12-inch cast iron skillet over medium-low heat, stirring occasionally until browned and crisped, about 5 minutes. Remove to a paper towel-lined plate. Spoon off all but 1 tablespoon of fat from the skillet. Add the butter to the skillet and let melt, then add the leeks, carrots, celery, 3/4 of a teaspoon salt, and a few grinds of pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally, until the vegetables are softened, 3 to 5 minutes. Add the potato and chopped thyme. Sprinkle with the flour and stir to coat. Add the reserved broth and stir, then increase the heat to medium and simmer, stirring occasionally, until thickened, 4 to 5 minutes. Add the heavy cream, chopped chicken, leaving any juices behind, bacon, peas, and lemon juice. Return to a simmer, stir to combine, and season with salt and pepper. Remove from the heat and set aside. Step 3. Make the biscuits. Combine the flour, baking powder, sugar, and salt in a food processor. Pulse in the cold butter until it forms pea-sized pieces. Add the cheddar and pulse until just to combine. Drizzle in the buttermilk and pulse until the dough just comes together. Step 4. Turn out the dough onto a floured surface and pat into a 5 by 10 inch rectangle, about 3/4 inch thick. Fold in half and repeat 2 more times, ending with a 3/4 inch thick rectangle. Cut out 8 biscuits using a floured 2.5 inch biscuit cutter. Gather the scraps and cut 4 more. Arrange the biscuits on top of the filling. Transfer the skillet to a rimmed baking sheet and bake until the filling is very bubbly and the biscuits rise and are golden brown, 20 to 22 minutes. Let cool at least 10 minutes before serving. Virginia. If you love mac and cheese, you have James Hemmings to thank. Hemmings was Thomas Jefferson's enslaved chef who went to France with Jefferson after the American Revolution. There, he learned to make a dish called macaroni pie, which he adapted back in Virginia. It took off in the early United States and became a soul food staple. This recipe is for creamy mac and cheese. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Kosher salt, 8 ounces of small pasta shells, evaporated milk, 2 large eggs, grated Havarti cheese, grated Colby Jack cheese, pinch of grated nutmeg, and sour cream. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Kosher salt, 8 ounces small shell pasta, 1 cup evaporated milk, 2 large eggs, 2 cups grated Havarti cheese, about 6 ounces, 1.5 cups grated Colby Jack cheese, about 4 ounces, pinch of grated nutmeg, and 1/4 cup sour cream. Step 1. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add the pasta and cook as the label directs. Reserve 1/2 cup of cooking water, then drain. Step 2. Combine the evaporated milk, eggs, both cheeses, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and the nutmeg in a large saucepan over medium heat. Cook, whisking constantly, until smooth and thickened, about 8 minutes. Remove from the heat. Step 3. Add the pasta and sour cream to the sauce and toss to coat, then let sit 5 minutes so the sauce thickens slightly. Add the reserved cooking water to loosen if desired. Washington. Walla Walla onions are the pride and joy of Washington State. They thrive in the rich soil of the Walla Walla Valley, and their jumbo size and mild sweet flavor make them ideal for onion rings. If you can't find Walla Wallas this time of year, they're harvested in summer, use another large sweet onion. This recipe is for beer-battered onion rings. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Vegetable oil, all-purpose flour, rice flour, baking powder, Montreal steak seasoning, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, a 1 12-ounce bottle of Belgian white beer chilled, seltzer water, 2 sweet onions such as Walla Walla. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Vegetable oil for deep frying, 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1.25 cups of rice flour, 2.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 tablespoon Montreal steak seasoning, not low sodium, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 12-ounce bottle of Belgian white beer chilled,
a half a cup of seltzer water chilled, and two sweet onions such as Walla Walla sliced into half-inch thick rings. Step 1. Heat 3 inches of vegetable oil in a large Dutch oven or heavy bottom pot over medium-high heat until a deep fry thermometer registers 365 degrees. Meanwhile, preheat the oven to 200 and set a rack on a rimmed baking sheet. Step 2. Whisk 1 cup all-purpose flour, the rice flour, baking powder, steak seasoning, a half a teaspoon of salt, and a few grinds of pepper in a large bowl. Whisk in the beer and seltzer until mostly smooth. Let sit 5 minutes to thicken. Place the remaining half cup of all-purpose flour in a shallow bowl. Step 3. Working in about 5 batches, dredge the onion rings in the flour, then dip in the beer batter, letting the excess drip off. Fry until crisp and golden brown, flipping occasionally 3 to 4 minutes. Remove to the rack using a slotted spoon. Season with salt and keep warm in the oven while you fry the remaining batches. West Virginia. Pepperoni rolls were the go-to lunch for West Virginia coal miners in the early 20th century, and now the meaty, cheesy snacks are beloved statewide. Katie Lee Beagle, born and raised in West Virginia, puts her own spin on the classic here. This recipe is for Katie Lee Beagle's broccoli pepperoni rolls. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Cooking spray, frozen broccoli florets, 1 8-ounce tube of crescent roll dough, pepperoni slices, garlic salt, shredded mozzarella cheese, and grated Parmesan cheese. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Cooking spray, 1.5 cups of frozen broccoli florets thawed, 1 8-ounce tube of crescent roll dough, 42 to 50 slices of pepperoni, garlic salt for sprinkling, 1 cup shredded mozzarella cheese, and 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Grease an 8-inch round cake pan with cooking spray. Step 2. Press the broccoli between paper towels to remove as much liquid as possible. Chop the broccoli and set aside. Step 3. Unroll the crescent roll dough onto a clean surface. Use a rolling pin to go over the dough a couple of times and stretch it a bit to a large rectangle. Line the dough with pepperoni. Top evenly with the broccoli and sprinkle with garlic salt. Top with an even layer of mozzarella. Step 4. Roll up the dough into a log. Use a sharp knife to cut into 7 1-inch rounds. Arrange the rounds in the prepared cake pan, crowding them together. Bake until golden brown, 25 to 30 minutes. Sprinkle with the Parmesan and let stand 5 minutes before serving. Wisconsin. Frozen custard is ice cream's richer, creamier cousin, thanks to eggs. It was originally sold in Coney Island, but made its way to the Midwest during the 1933 Chicago World's Fair, and it really caught on in dairy-loving Wisconsin. Today, Milwaukee is the self-proclaimed frozen custard capital of the world. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Cornstarch, whole milk, 3 large eggs, sugar, kosher salt, heavy cream, pure vanilla extract, frozen orange juice concentrate, and grated orange zest. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 tablespoon cornstarch, 1.5 cups of whole milk, 3 large eggs, 1 cup of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1.5 cups of heavy cream, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 2/3 cup of frozen orange juice concentrate thawed, and 4 teaspoons of grated orange zest. Step 1. Whisk the cornstarch and 1/2 cup of milk in a small bowl until smooth. Whisk the eggs, sugar, and salt in a medium saucepan. Whisk in the cornstarch mixture and the remaining 1 cup milk until smooth. Step 2. Cook the mixture over low heat, stirring until thick enough to coat a spoon, 7 to 8 minutes. Do not boil. Pour through a fine mesh sieve into a bowl, then set the bowl in a larger bowl of ice water. Add the cream and stir until cool. Remove from the ice bath. Stir in the vanilla, orange juice concentrate, and orange zest. Cover and refrigerate until cold. Step 3. Churn the custard in an ice cream maker according to the manufacturer's directions. Scrape into a pastry bag fitted with a large star tip and pipe into cups. Wyoming. The cowboy state is home to about 15,000 bison. The animals are enormous. Adult males weigh up to 2,000 pounds, and they yield delicious lean meat. Try ground bison in these sloppy joes for a taste of the Wild West. This recipe is for bison sloppy joes. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Vegetable oil, 1 white onion, 2 bell peppers, 1 pound of ground bison, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, ancho chili powder, garlic powder, ketchup, Dijon mustard, hamburger buns, white American cheese, pickled jalapenos and/or sliced dill pickles for topping, and sweet potato chips for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1 white onion diced, 2 bell peppers, 1 red and 1 yellow diced, 1 pound of ground bison, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 tablespoon ancho chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 2/3 of a cup of ketchup, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 4 hamburger buns, 4 slices of white American cheese, pickled jalapenos and/or sliced dill pickles for topping, and sweet potato chips for serving. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees. Heat the vegetable oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. Add the onion and bell peppers and cook, stirring occasionally until softened but not browned, about 5 minutes. Step 2. Add the bison, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and a few grinds of pepper to the skillet. Cook, breaking up the meat with a wooden spoon until no longer pink, 3 to 5 minutes. Add the chili powder and garlic powder and cook, stirring to coat, about 1 minute. Add the ketchup, mustard, and 1/3 cup of water. Bring to a simmer. Reduce the heat to medium and cook, stirring occasionally until slightly thickened, about 5 minutes. Season with salt and remove from the heat. Step 3. Arrange the bun bottoms on a baking sheet and top with the meat mixture. Top each with a slice of cheese. Add the bun tops, cut side up, to the baking sheet. Bake until the cheese is melted and the buns are lightly toasted, about 3 minutes. Top the sloppy joes with pickled jalapenos and/or pickles and the bun tops. Serve with sweet potato chips. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.